What if you never had to worry about a low battery ever again? What if your phone battery lasted 10 days instead of just one? What if you can drive your Tesla across the USA on a single charge and still have battery left over? Sound like an impossible reality? Well, it may just be around the corner. In this video, we're going to talk about solid-state batteries and how they are going to revolutionize our world. Solid-state batteries are a technology that people have been working on for a very long time that may be very close to being a reality. Batteries dictate our lives. We can't go more than one day without having to plug in and charge multiple items, phones, watches, laptops, cars. We make sure to take all of our chargers with us anytime we leave the house and go on a trip. We leave places depending on if our phones are close to dying. We become useless when we're not connected to the internet. And even though battery technology has gotten significantly better in the last decade, we still haven't yet reached the pinnacle of battery technology, instant charging. It's important to take a look at what a battery actually is before we talk about why solid-state batteries are the ultimate goal. We're going to be talking specifically about lithium-ion batteries because that's the most popular kind that we use for our phones as well as computers. On one end, you have what's called a cathode, which stores lithium and releases lithium ions when the battery is charging. The lithium ions then use this electrolyte solution in the middle, past this border or separator, and go onto the opposite side called the anode, which stores lithium and releases the ions when the battery is discharging. This is how your smart devices and your laptops and your phones and your watches and everything else works. So, how much have our batteries improved over time? Batteries have been made of all sorts of metals before alkaline batteries became popular. The most famous kind being the old faithful AA alkaline battery. The discovery of lithium use in batteries revolutionized the battery world and made our current world of long-lasting smartphones and rechargeable laptops possible. A lithium battery may cost 5 times more than an alkaline battery, but it will last about 8 to 10 times longer in operation and provide a higher energy density. The original commercial lithium-ion battery produced by Sony in the early 1990s had an energy density of under 100 watt-hours per kilogram. That number has climbed over time, hitting 200 watt-hours per kilogram by 2010. According to Bloomberg NEF, batteries used in electric vehicles have gotten as high as 300 watt-hours per kilogram in the last couple of years. This has been easy to see if you followed EVs, as the early options had nowhere near the range of what we see today. The first Tesla Model S offered about 210 miles of range, while now it can be purchased up to 390 miles. The first Nissan Leaf could go only 75 miles, while a 2020 model can go 225 miles. While lithium-ion batteries have changed our world for the better, they have some glaring problems. Lithium-ion batteries age poorly. These batteries lose the majority of their energy storing capacity after 500 to 1,000 charges. This creates a problem of sustainability as new batteries have to be made to replace the old ones. They're known to catch fire or explode if they are damaged. All of the energy stored inside the battery is released in a very short period of time, and that is destructive. And of course, mining lithium is harmful to the environment. The popularity of lithium batteries has posed another problem. Lithium itself has gotten incredibly expensive. In just the first 4 months of 2022, lithium prices have skyrocketed up 78%. And in the last few days, Elon Musk just stated that he may be forced to start mining lithium as prices skyrocket. So, what's the difference between the lithium batteries we have now and a solid-state battery? Solid-state batteries have both solid electrodes and solid electrolytes. They can be based on a range of materials like oxides, sulfides, and phosphates. They can come in a range of forms like ceramic, glass, and solid polymers, and they offer higher energy densities. Current estimates say that consumer-grade solid-state batteries will offer 2 to 10x more energy storage space compared to the same size battery. They have drastically faster rates of charging and increased life cycles versus old batteries. A solid-state battery will maintain 90% of its capacity after 5,000 cycles. They also self-discharge slowly, meaning they do not lose their charging as easily when not in use, and they are safer than lithium-ion batteries today. So, why are they not on the market yet? As of now, they are still too expensive to produce to be available commercially. A number of high-profile companies have been working on solid-state batteries. Most recognizable would include Toyota, Samsung, QuantumScape, Dyson, Panasonic, and many more. Looking to be the leader of the next generation of battery, you guessed it, Tesla. The gigafactories that produce the lithium-ion batteries that power Teslas today can be reformatted to instead produce solid-state batteries. The first company to come to market with a viable consumer solid-state battery will command tons of power and create immense wealth. Global Data conducted a poll of 476 automotive experts. 42% of the respondents indicated that they expect solid-state cells to take more than 5 years to appear in mass-market EVs, while companies expect to release them for smaller consumer devices as early as next year. The wait for a truly revolutionary solution to our battery problems may just be on the cusp of realization. I hope you look back at this video in 5 years for a world where 10-minute charges, 10-day usage, and 3,000-mile EVs are the norm. Until next time, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, and I will see you next time. Here at Daily Elevated, all of our content is free and there are no paywalls. But if you like what we do and would like to help us grow so that we can create more and better content for you, then consider becoming a subscriber. It's less than a cup of coffee at only $5 per month, but it will allow us to grow. We have plans to release an app, produce documentaries, have other podcasters join our team, and much more. So if you like what we do and would like to join us in our mission to provide unbiased news to everyone and make the world a smarter place, visit dailyelevated.com and subscribe today.